Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design conference call for the first day of July, year 2020. I am Commander Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for today's call is current events. We dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this call to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, or Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, Shumai, and welcome to the program, Cymru am Byth. We will take callers at different portions of the broadcast tonight. We do ask that you remember to be careful of your language since we have a mixed audience. Also, if there are more than two of us on the call, that you do not walk on top of each other, talk over each other, etc. And we are in the question and answer mode, which means everybody's automatically muted when they log into the call, whether it's by phone or computer. And if you wish to join in on the actual discussion, you can signal me by clicking on the Ask Question button on your computer screen or on your phone, hitting *6. We do want to remind you that they are doing something with the email of late. Because of that, I would ask that folks go to the Daily Mail page on the website, which is PastorDan.net, and Pastor Dan is all together, no spaces. So PastorDan.net, Daily Mail. So if you're not receiving notifications from me or any of the hot news items as they come down, especially with the rapidity of how things seem to be happening here lately, get in the habit of checking that page once in a while for me, would you? Because if I need to get something out to you quickly, more than likely they will try to slow down or block the normal email. So at least on my web page, as long as that's working, I can post something on the Daily Mail. And if it's really important, I'll put it at the very top of the page and I'll put it in a banner so that you can see that it's something to draw your attention to right away. I'm only saying that because there are rumors that we could be heading into a turbulent period right now, even more turbulent than we've already seen. And so it's imperative that we of the House of Jacob Israel stay in touch with each other and work together and inform each other, have each other's six, so to speak, our backs, and, you know, communicate. As I try to do with this program, I'm sort of like sitting in a nexus of information coming in from all over the earth, particularly all over North America, many good-hearted patriots and believers. And they send me all kinds of stuff. In fact, it's a full-time job just trying to sift through all of the videos, the audio files, the articles that they send, personal notes. And then there's also a lot of time in actual conversations with our brothers and sisters because these are trying times, folks. And I got to tell you, I was prepared for this period of time probably better than most. As I look back over all the things I've been through, what the Father has kind of put me through, a boot camp, which is my entire life, a lot of work, a lot of different situations, and those are all coming to play right now. And even with all of that, I got to tell you, there's days when you just don't feel like you can take much more. There are just so many crazy things going on. It has affected so many of our brothers and sisters, and some of them in a very, very hard way. And so it's more imperative now probably than ever that we do exactly as Messiah told us to do. All right, and what is that? Well, first of all, stay focused on him. He said when all the insanity, as Henry just said here, it's insanity. When all this insanity is going on, what did he tell us? To pause and look upward, that your redemption's near, okay? Because we are in his camp. There are some people who are losing heart. They don't even believe in the Father anymore. They think that there could be no God that would allow this stuff to go on. You know, I keep reminding folks, it's like an earthly family, okay? I have a lot of children and grandchildren. They're all different. In a sense, I'm their creator in the earthly sense, not the spiritual sense, but I am their creator, their mothers and myself. Okay, so we created them. And do we love them? Yes. Did we give them a certain orders and rules to go by for their own protection? Sure did. However, what they do day to day is up to them. So why people think that our Father's responsible for the evil that's on this earth, I don't understand it. Maybe one of you could let me know how that is so that I could wrap my head around it, because I don't understand it. First of all, he made this beautiful world. And this world is a beautiful world if man would stop playing with it. He made us a beautiful machine, a wonderful work of art. And each race is special in its own way, but the Adamic race is a peculiar race. Adam had the breath of Yahweh breathed into him, his Holy Spirit of creativity and a yearning for justice on this earth was breathed into Adam. It was not breathed into the other creatures. Again, that doesn't mean that they don't have a place here. They're no different than anything else in all of creation. It's of our Father. We're to honor and respect that. However, that does not mean that we have to step down from our position as his sons and daughters. As the Greeks used the word for our people, Keltoi, which means peculiar people. It's where we get the word Celt from, the Celtic peoples. Okay, the Keltoi. Why? Because we are peculiar. Even the Christ said it. Even Pontius Pilate, Tiberius Caesar, all of the people said that when our people are behaving as we're supposed to, we stand out. And we stand out in a good way, not a bad way. Many of the raps against our people, and even today, I keep hearing people say that look at the riots, especially the Black Lives Matter and Antifa, and look at those dumbass whites that are participating in it. I'm gonna let you in on a little something. Yeah, there are some Caucasian millennial types in there that have been swayed, shall we say, or deceived. That's the word I'm looking for, deceived. However, many of these light-skinned people amongst the rioters are not us. They're not Caucasian. Jews and whites are two completely different people. The Christ told us that. John the Apostle told us that. The prophets told us that. History tells us that. And the modern researchers, such as the late Frederick Tobin from Australia, who just passed away, and we ask a blessing upon him and that his soul rests in peace. Andy Hitchcock did an interview with him a couple years ago, and he's reposted that. Dr. Tobin spent a lifetime, or most of his life anyway, trying to get the truth out about what's what in this world. And so we want to honor him with a moment of silence today. If you would, just offer up a prayer that Father would bless his heart and give his soul rest in the hereafter. So just a few seconds here to say a short little prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again, Dr. Frederick Tobin, and may Yahweh bless his soul. And all of the truth seekers out there that suffer at the hands of these antichrists that walk amongst us, it's just amazing what they have accomplished, how much control they have. if anything is good about what's happening right now, it is proving that what we have talked about in the identity circles for so many years has been 100% true. These monsters that walk in shoe leather amongst us are just like their father, Shatan, Satan, or Diablos, the devil. They are adversaries of everything that's good in this world. And just look at what's happening now. Where are all the crazy, idiotic things happening, particularly in areas that are controlled by these Bolshevik Jews? Okay, people are, well, they're Democrats. Well, no, they're Bolshevik Jews. They're communists. It's what they do. Ralph in Canada says, I pray Dr. Tobin and Ernst Zundel are up there having a fine beer from Germany. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, good German beer made under the purity laws would taste really good. Oh, by the way, to our cousins up in Canada, Fête du Canada, we're hoping you all have a bonjour, a good day up there, as today is Fête du Canada. And it's their celebration, much like our July 4th. So hallelujah for our brethren up there. And they're trapped in a bad system, too. They've got that complete moron as a prime minister who's a cuck and a servant of the crown. He's a washout. He's a no-good piece of crap. New World Order globalist. He's like so many of our Cretans within the kakistocracy that we find ourselves in. But as we were talking about, you know, our Father's not responsible with what we do on this earth. And when bad things happen to people, it's happening because we have allowed it. Because the only people that he put here to straighten this mess out are his sons and daughters, particularly his sons. That's you and I, guys. Okay, we were put here to straighten this mess out, and we haven't done it. We have acquiesced, and we have allowed the unrighteous to have power. And the unrighteous have no desire to fix the problems. Okay? No desire. They're not going to fix the problems. Anybody looking to this kakistocracy government to fix the problems that they themselves have created? Are you kidding me? They're not going to do a damn thing. I keep trying to tell some of my friends and relatives, again, people with high IQs, and they're hanging all of their hopes on Trump. Folks, if we haven't learned anything about what's going on right now than this, then we're crazy. And that is, there is no salvation in man. How these people can say they are Bible believers and then lay their hopes on a Republican Party and Trump just blows my mind. What about the verse that says, trust not in the arm of the flesh? Don't lean on your own understanding, but trust Yahweh God, our Father Yah, I am that I am. Okay? What about those? How do you get around those verses and feel justified in putting your faith and trust in government run by a bunch of men? And these are reprobate men. All of them are. Every one of them in government. Every one of them in government. If they're in government, they're usually reprobates, okay? Mostly as, there was a good quote about that I read here just recently that said, the best men to be in government typically are too busy running their own businesses and raising their own families. The best men, the people that would make the best people in a, quote, government or leadership position. So politicians is what we end up with. Politicians. Go look up the dictionary definition of a politician. It's not very flattering. Okay? Politicians are basically sellout, like Mark Twain and many other famous people have said. It gets to the point where it's very difficult to differentiate between a politician and a streetwalker or a prostitute. They're about the same. So, if anything, this is proving to us is that government by men will never go anywhere. Okay? It never will. If you think about this, the scripture's description of the end of the age and what's about ready to happen on this earth tells us what? The rule of man is going to go away. And praise the Father, I've been seeing more and more articles talking about the fact that our governments are behind all of the acts of terror, the rape, the pillage of resources, the wars, the murdering. All of it is by government. If you didn't have these oppressive, huge governments taxing the crap out of us and paying for this nonsense, we wouldn't have any of these acts of terror. None. They're all orchestrated by governments, paid for by governments, and the governments that are doing it are all in the pocket of the Antichrist Jew. Every single one of them. Okay? So according to the book of Revelation, at some point mankind's consciousness will rise to the point where he realizes government is truly a beast. Just like a wild beast. It cannot be tamed, and it will never be for our benefit. When will mankind reach that point of awareness that we need to throw out every man-made government? You see, they need us. We don't need them, folks. I'm here to tell you, we don't need them. Our lives would be so much better if we disbanded all of them. Okay? All of them. So, one of the major things we need to take away from what's going on, man-made government is not our helper, it is our enemy. All of it is. Okay? So the other thing that we are waking up to is the fact that centralization of institutions, whether it's banking, education, medicine, government, whatever, centralization and corporations or corporatocracy, they are also our enemy. The fact that we have centralization at all is a communist concept. It was pushed by industrialists who just happened to have Jewish names and Jewish faces in America and around the world. And one of the things that they used to brag about is that they consider competition a sin. In other words, when the Jews go into business, it's their job to eliminate competition. They don't believe competition is good. They consider it a sin. Why? Because the Jew is all about making money. And they don't make as much money when there is honest and open competition. So they will use the government by regulations. They will use banking to dictate whether you get a loan or not, or whether you get advertising dollars. So they will use the economy, and they will use the laws, and they will use the courts to stifle competition. They always have, and they always will. So here again, they are not our friends. They're not going to fix anything. They are not going to help us in this situation. Okay? Ralph says here, if Yahweh led whites, meaning white people who are believers and followers of the Father, if they were in charge of their countries, the other races would not be a problem. That's exactly right. And Ralph makes a good point, because I used to be in touch with a guy by the name of Egon in South Africa. He was a very large plantation owner. His family had been in South Africa for at least three or four generations. And he told me about how things were before Mandela and the communist blacks showed up with Jewish money in their pockets and the Jewish-controlled media on their side, how things were in South Africa, and then how things got after the communists under Mandela, what that was like. And he would say that before Western media, again, all Zionist controlled, and Western governments, again, all Zionist controlled, went after the white rule in South Africa, before they intervened, everybody got along fine. In fact, the standard of living in South Africa was the highest in all of the African continent. And it was for the highest standard of living for whites and blacks. And you have to remember that when the whites came to South Africa to develop it, there were literally no blacks there. It was a barren wasteland. They turned it into a paradise. They didn't steal it. There were no black people that made it. It was the Boers. It was the Afrikaans people that made that country into what it is. Or I should say what it was, because now it's going downhill. But Egon used to tell me that the blacks that worked for him on the plantation got along with him just fine. They had no desire to be in charge. They knew that he and his family were kind, and they were good employers, and that they worked as long as they kept their nose clean and did their jobs. They were treated fairly. They had good housing. They had good health care. Their children were going to school. They were paid well. And they were happy. They were content. It wasn't until the communist agitators. Well, who do you think is agitating our society in the other white nations today, just like they did in South Africa? The same people. Go read Jan Lamprecht, who's a friend of mine. He wrote a book, Government by Deception. It's how we became friends. I saw the book. I ordered the book. I read the book. And then I interviewed Jan, and we've been friends ever since. Okay, Jan Lamprecht, Government by Deception. It's about how the people of South Africa, the whites, were betrayed by their own kind, and the Western media and the Western governments to steal South Africa from the white people who built it, which is exactly what they did. Oh, Ralph says that that message I sent out to quite a few people by email about the lady called Polly, and that there's a warning, and we're going to talk about her warning here in just a minute, that it was, he's actually contacted Tony. I can't pronounce Tony's last name. It's, I don't have it in front of me, but it's kind of weird how it's Italian apparently, but it's a very strange last name. But that's a pretty austere warning that Polly, the lady that's in law enforcement, gave to Tony Pantelieros or something like that about what's going to come. So anyway, when these elements are taken out of the way, the races can get along. They always have been able to get along. All through history, you will find that where the white people went, they were treated as gods. Okay, now a lot of people don't even understand what that means, because the word Elohim, God, in the Hebrew, and Theos in the Greek, but Elohim especially in the ancient Hebrew, we call the word God. You got to understand, that word meant anybody in authority. People that were in authority, okay, was called Elohim. And our people were treated as those who were meant to rule or be in authority, because we were the righteous sons of the Most High. We are the civilization builders and civilization maintainers. Pantelleresco, I guess that's how you pronounce it. So again, as you study history, you find out where we went. We were elevated to that position because, again, we brought law and order, building skills, agricultural skills, textile skills, animal husbandry skills, communication skills, writing skills, music and musical instrument. We brought all that stuff, okay? That's just a fact. So again, the Father's telling us, why are you looking to corrupt men in this day of peril? I'm the creator. I told you to look to me for your salvation. Just as it says in Psalm 91, just as it says in Isaiah 33, verse 22. I will save you. Those in my circle have known that for some time. I know I have no salvation on this earth outside of Yahweh. I have none. I have none of the things that man looks for to protect them from the evil ones out there. I have none of the things that the world teaches you. Large amounts of money, private security, guards, an estate on a hill with a wall around it, all those kind of things. I don't have any of that. I have the only thing that the good book tells me to have, and that is a close relationship with my Father, complete and utter trust in Him, and faith in Him. And I have to tell you something. Every person I know personally that has a relationship like that with the Father has done okay. And again, you know, He told us that we will go through the fire with the rest of the world. Okay, the scripture calls that going through the fire, meaning the fires of judgment. And just as you, and being a little boy that grew up on a farm, we used to build bonfires. And yeah, there were times we used to push each other and tease each other to go jump through the flames. And, you know, you were a coward or you were a wussy if you don't do it. And we'd go take a run, jump through the air over top of that fire. And I know exactly what it's talking about when it says that you may get hurt by the flames as the flames destroy the wicked. Yeah, it does. It hurts. You don't have to get much heat off of that fire and it hurts. So as the world is going to be consumed with the fire of Yahweh's judgment upon this earth, we're going to witness it, but He tells us to stand back, just as my father used to tell me on the farm. Stand back from that fire. Do not get close to it. Because even the radiant, if it's a big enough bonfire, the radiant heat can hurt you off of that fire. Without the flames even touching you, just the radiant heat. Okay? So, as we see this burning and consuming going on around us, who comes through the fire? We do. But like any fire, you're going to feel a little bit of heat from it. You'll get some sparks and cinders on you. You get a little smoke in your eyes from time to time, make you cry. I've had all that happen to me. Okay, so it will have an effect on us. It has to have an effect on us, but it's not going to overcome His children. That's the point I'm trying to make. And a lot of people think that that's nonsensical. You know, oh, Dan, that's pie in the sky. You know, the blah, blah, blah. The enemy's doing this. The enemy's doing that. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, well, there's nothing I can do about that. Is there anything you can do about it? Okay, last time I checked, all the people that I've talked to, I don't know anybody that has a large army. I don't know anybody that's got all kinds of hardware and EMF gear and anti-drone material and blah, blah, blah. Okay, I don't know anybody that has any of that. So what do you think our solution is to this problem as the Antichrist is rising up higher every day? The terrors are rising up. They are braggarts, they are vain, they are narcissists, they are psychopaths, and they're standing straight up, just like the Darnell plant, straight up. And their seeds are fully ripe, and they are black, toxic seeds. Every time Fauci opens his mouth, think of a tear bursting out one of his black, toxic seeds of lies and deception. Same thing with Burks. Same thing with every politician in Washington. The same thing with every news agency that's putting out information. The same thing with every medical association going along with this complete lie of a plandemic. Every mayor, every county commissioner, every governor, every state representative or state senator going along with this nonsense is a toxic seed bursting their poison out on us. They are your enemy. If they don't stand for the truth, then what good are they? What did our Father tell us about those that don't love the truth? First of all, he said, I'll send a strong delusion on them. That's number one. Number two, they'll be cast into the fire. What's that mean? Well, they're not good for anything. What do you do with corn or misshapen corn or corn that's full of, we used to get worms in our corn and they would eat up the ear and they get really ugly looking. Sometimes the corn would be black, we get some kind of mite or mold on it. Okay, what do you do with those? You cast them into the fire, you burn, you get a great big bonfire going, you cut them down and you throw them on the fire. Exactly what the Bible's talking about. What do you do with evil people that will not stand for the truth, that do the work of the Antichrist? They get cut down and thrown on the fire. So right now, what's the goal of our people? You don't want to be cut down and put on the fire, do you? Do what you can do. Stop sitting around bemoaning what the enemy's doing. Do what you can do. What each and every one of us should have been doing every day of our lives, which is what? First of all, walk the walk. I can't tell you how many identity people I've met that talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. There's been plenty of them. Okay? So you walk the, you know, you talk the talk, but you walk the walk. You do as you preach. Okay? If you're not doing what you're preaching, you're a hypocrite. So you walk the walk. You can do that. Nobody's stopping you. You can have a very effective prayer life and meditation life with the Father. Nobody's stopping you there. You can be a truth teller. Nobody's stopping that. Every chance you get, every chance I get with a friend or a relative or even a person in the neighborhood, if I get a chance to dispel a lie, I take it. I don't cram it down their throats. But I just simply tell them that I disagree with them or I know something that they don't know. You don't have to beat them up. In fact, the Word tells us not to beat them up. Treat them as little children that are ignorant. They just don't know. And when you come across their lack of knowledge and their ignorance, then try to let them understand that it's wrong. And sometimes they're going to scoff at you. Here we are, 19 years almost since the false flag called 9/11 happened. 19 years ago. It's hard to believe, isn't it? I still remember that day, where I was and what I was doing. It's 19 years, and yet there are still a lot of people that don't know that that is a complete lie, what Bush and the rest of the politicians and media told us about 9/11. Complete 100% lie. And yet there's a lot of people don't know that. How could you not know that? And it's been well more than that, almost 25 years since Oklahoma City, the bombing in Oklahoma City. That's a quarter century. And yet there's still people that think Timothy McVeigh and a Ryder truck full of fertilizer brought down a reinforced concrete federal building. Folks, I got news for you. That's physically impossible. And I'm not saying that based on my assessment, but the assessment of a United States Air Force General, Benton Parton, who told me in person and on our radio show, physically impossible for a Ryder truck full of fertilizer to do the damage that was done that day. Physically impossible. He testified in front of Congress that it was physically impossible. And yet our Congress people allowed the lie to continue. And yet you think we're going to have a solution by voting in another Congress critter and somehow things will get better. It's no wonder the Father's pissed off and turning his back on us. All this nonsense going on is because of our disobedience, and we keep looking to false gods. We keep making government a god. We keep making science a god. We keep making entertainment and news media a god. We make medicine a god, even though every single one of those things made up of who? Corrupt men. So instead of going to the author of both our life and all truth, we keep seeking out the idols. We are literally idol worshipers. That, in a nutshell, is what's wrong with this world today. If we weren't idol worshipers, we would not be walking around with an absolutely idiotic mask or covering on our face. Only idol worshipers will do that. Praise be to the Father. I haven't put one of those damn things on yet. Not one day. Not one time. Under any circumstance. And people say, well, what if they won't let you on a plane or in the post office? Okay, well, then I'll figure out how not to use them. But I'm not going to wear a mask. And the few times I have been to a store that I needed something that I couldn't get anywhere else, I didn't wear one, and I told them I wasn't going to wear one. And so far, I was able to go through the store and get what I wanted and leave. You see, we're being tested, ladies and gentlemen. And I hate to tell you, but a lot of people are not passing the test. There's a lot of people I know, and some that I even love, aren't going to be here much longer because they just don't get it. It's sad. It really is sad. Why people don't get it. Why they are so stiff-necked and obstinate when it's right in front of your face what this is all about. Anybody with a brain that functions at all knows that this is not about a virus or any other pandemic. There is no pandemic. Anybody with a brain can figure that out easily. Okay, so let's put that to bed right now. What's going on right now has nothing to do with public safety and health. Nothing. I've got personal friends and family in the medical profession that have backed up that. I've got a son who delivers for a major carrier who has proved it. I've got three friends who have visited the local hospitals who proved it. These are all firsthand accounts with people I know, all saying the same things that Peggy Hall, Dr. Tenpenny, Dr. Lorraine Day, Dr. Buttar, the health ranger, and all the rest of them are saying. It is a lie. So now, why are they pushing so hard if this is a lie? What does that tell you? What does that tell you about the people that are still backing up the lie? They're not your friends. They are antichrists, ladies and gentlemen. I would think that's pretty evident. Okay, if you're thinking at all, it should be obvious they are not truth tellers. They're part of an agenda, and that agenda is not going to be for our good. I'm just calling it the way I see it. Now, there's Charlie Ward and other folks out there telling us that a lot of this stuff's going on because it's the White Hats. And somehow, some way, this is to keep us amused or distracted while they're busy cleaning up the world. Well, I pray to God that they're right, but I don't believe it. I wish it were true. If it is true, I'll be the first one to apologize and do so publicly. And say, well, you fooled me then, guys, because if your job was to deceive everybody so that you could do these good deeds undetected and not cause a panic, I'll be one of the first ones to shake your hand, apologize, take whatever retribution you want to give me. But in the meantime, until I see direct evidence I'm going to go with what my eyes, ears, and instinct tell me, and that is that these are bad apples doing bad things, and the world's not going to get cleaned up until our Father's people decide to get off their ass. Okay? I don't see Donald Trump as a believer in the Father. I don't see any white hats that proclaim Yahweh. And whether you think that's his name or not, that's your business. Okay? The word hallelujah comes from antiquity. The place names with the word Yah in it goes back millennia. So for the folks out there that think Yah is somehow a curse and a Jewish creation, I'm sorry, I don't get it. And I'm going to stick with what I know and what I feel. And if somebody out there thinks that I've been cursed because I call them Yahweh and Yah, I am, I got news for you. I'm the most blessed man that's walking this earth right now. So you can put that in your pipe and smoke it. We're in the period of Malachi chapter 4, and I sure hope people understand that. You need to study that. You need to do an in-depth study of that short chapter, maybe even the whole book of Malachi, because you're going to live to see it, folks. You're going to live to see it. We're that close. So again, we're being driven like a herd of cattle, which is exactly what the Jews think of us as cattle, goyim, herd animals. And they are herding us like a bunch of animals into the slaughterhouse. Okay, that's what they're doing. And they're using fear to do it. Everybody's afraid that a Democrat will go in there, so they're jumping onto the Republican Trump train. That's by design, folks. Neither the Republican or the Democrat Party is going to do a damn thing for us. I don't know why people can't see that. If you keep doing the same thing over and over expecting a different result, that's a form of insanity, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what Americans do year after year after year. We do the same exact thing. We vote for either a Democrat or a Republican, but we get the same result. The Democrats do it in fast speed. The Republicans do it in a slower speed. But they're all headed in the same direction, which is a communist America. Okay? The things that Obama started are being implemented right now. Unabated. People say, no, Trump is in the way. Well, where? I don't see it. Okay? I don't see it. The very fact that this Fauci guy is given the stage or any credibility at all tells me that they're lying. Everybody in Washington's in on the game. Fauci's a criminal. So is Burks. They're criminals. They should be on trial for crimes against humanity. Virtually everybody in Washington, D.C. should be rounded up and put on trial. Everybody at the Pentagon should be investigated. Because I'll damn well guarantee you that many of them are guilty of crimes against humanity. Every major corporation such as Leeds and Northrop and Lockheed Martin and Raytheon, every one of their upper echelons, all of them should be rounded up and put on trial. Because I'll guarantee you they've committed crimes. Guarantee it. Because it's all about the money. It's all about the money. Correct? The love of money is the root of all evil. And that's exactly right. The love of money. And that's what these people are. The military-industrial complex is just another euphemism for Jews. Okay? The cabal, another euphemism for Jews, the Illuminati, the Bilderbergers, Council on Foreign Relations, Jewish, Jewish, Jewish. All the people, all the bad apples in Washington, the news, state governments, almost all, every one of these states that is completely dictatorial right now is run by a Jew. Whitmer, Cuomo, Wolf, can't think of the one out in Washington State. I think Texas is Abbott. DeSantis is either Jewish or he's in their pockets. His wife is Jewish. Okay. Trump, same thing. What, daughter Jewish, son-in-law Jewish, proud of his Jewish kids, can't kiss enough Jewish ass, and yet we're supposed to think he's going to save us. Really? Let me know how that works out for you, folks. I'm not buying it. Now, can Father turn this thing around or use these people to his glory and for his plan? Oh, absolutely. He can do that with anything. And that's what it would take as far as I'm concerned, because I don't see any honesty in any government agency. I don't see any honesty anywhere in a leadership position. Now, there's a few mayors. I'm hearing about a few county sheriffs. Actually, that's increasing right now, I guess. Sheriff Mack out in Arizona with his Constitutional Sheriffs and Police Officers Association is getting contacted by a lot of law enforcement and sheriff's organizations that they want to join. So a lot of the good sheriffs and police officers are saying, we're done. We're done. We're not going to enforce any of these idiotic stay-at-home mask-wearing orders. None of it. So what these antichrists are going to do, they're going to try to create some more havoc. They're going to try to tell you, the public, that we have another pandemic. Whatever they tell you, the purpose of what they're telling you is to justify bringing in the United Nations. Henry Kissinger gave us a clue about that being the ultimate goal. So just remember that. Whatever ruse, R-U-S-E, whatever ruse they put out in front of you, whatever the problem, reaction, solution they present, the solution to the world, the New World Order, is to bring in the UN to police up America. That's the goal. That's why they don't want the police officers around. They want to defund them. They want county sheriffs stripped of power. They want to ridicule our law enforcement so that we will have no trust in them, so that they can then bring in the United Nations, and all of the sheep that are being led to the slaughter will sit there and, yeah, please save us, dear government, my idol. I worship at your feet, idol government, please save me. Oh, my. That's the goal, okay? I'm just telling you. You got to look past that. And folks, we have a right to defend ourselves. As I told family members recently, I said, you know, I can't control what's going on in this crazy world. But one thing I can control is if somebody comes to my door with the intent to do harm to me or anybody in my home, I have a right to defend myself, and I will. And so do you. I pray that you would. As my dear departed father told me a year or so before he died, that there are worse things, Danny, in this world than dying. Amen, Dad. You're right. Because death comes for us all. There's not a goddamn thing you can do about that. But how I live and how I choose to go, I do have some control over that. And what I stand for, and what I stand for, is liberty, honesty, and truth. And the fact that I will resist with everything that's in my power anybody trying to harm an innocent person. And I don't care who that innocent person is. That's what I was put here for. And that's what, if you're a child of Yahweh, if you are an Adamic man or woman, you were put here for that same purpose, and especially you men. Remember, Adam was put here first. It's not the lady's job to pick up the swords and to get out there and implement our father's law. It's the men's job. The lady's job is to support the men doing his will. That's what we're here for. That's what I'm here for. That's all I've ever cared about. And trust me, I've lost a lot of friends. I've lost a lot of acquaintances. I don't have a great relationship with some of my own children because I have devoted as much time and energy to what I'm doing here, to be quite honest. Because they don't see it. They see this as a stealing of my energy, my time, my money, and they just don't think it's worth it. The good news is that that's the minority of my family, not the majority, but it has cost me. Is it will cost anybody. But then again, I've read the book. I read the passages where he said, if you love anything on this earth more than me, you don't deserve me. My family is temporary. My King, Yahweh, Yahshua, is forever. My friends are temporary. My job is temporary. My life is temporary. My children and grandchildren are temporary. He is forever. Ever since I was a boy, I have felt that the whole purpose of us being here was to be tested. Tested. To see if we're worthy to go to what's beyond. Because, come on, folks, you know damn well that this earth and this existence that we call life is not all there is. Surely you know that. There is a world beyond this one that we will go to when we leave here. And this time here is a testing for what will happen then. If you think about it, all the allegories in the scriptures, that's what they're telling us and that's what they're pointing to. Okay? I would hope you would understand that. It simplifies things quite a bit, actually, if you think about it. It's not a, it's not rocket science. It's actually very understandable. So anyway, I wanted to go over the current events. Also let you know that a week from tonight, Miss Peggy Hall, who has a YouTube channel by the same name, Peggy Hall, she calls herself the American, oh my gosh. Help me out there, Angel. What is she? Not the American Patriot, the Healthy American. That's it, the Healthy American. She puts out some really, not only entertaining, but very useful videos about what's going on in the world of the fake virus and all that stuff. Very entertaining, and she has agreed to come on a week from tonight, and I'm going to let her introduce herself to you and tell you about some of the things she's working on. She lives out in California, unfortunately. So she's in the belly of the beast out there fighting for our rights like a warrior. And I'm not sure where her husband stands on all of the stuff that she does, but she is a fighter. If we had more people like her, the battle would be a whole lot more easy to win. So anyway, she's going to be on very soon. We'll probably have our good friend Michael, Brother Mike over in Wales. We'll have him back on here in the very near future. And let's see, Angels just says here that future work is in, as in Revelation chapter 22, verse 12. Let's see if we can look that up real quick here. 22, verse 12. And we'll use the World English Bible. Behold, I come quickly. My reward is with me to repay to each man according to his work. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Yeah, he's everything. By the way, Alpha and Omega are the first and last letters of the Greek alphabet. It would be like in English saying A to Z. So when they say Alpha to Omega, it's basically like us saying A to Z, first and last. So, and he is. Absolutely, he is. So we had some guests coming up. I've also asked Greg Caton, C-A-T-O-N, to be a guest on. He's got a really great website, and he's written some really interesting books. He's a inventor. He's an engineer. He's a naturopath. He understands what's going on in politics. He's a believer. So if he comes on, that should be some interesting information that he'll share with us as well. According to his work, yeah. Well, that's what kills me about the modern day church. They say works don't matter. See, again, they give you little tidbits and bits and pieces, but they don't give you the whole story. What the book actually says is you can't be saved by works. In other words, if you're a reprobate, if you're doing all kinds of evil stuff, but you think you can go out and do a few good works and somehow it'll save you, that's what it's talking about. No, that's not going to save you. Of course it won't. But to say that the sinner's prayer has been prayed and the blood of Christ is over me, so I'm good to go, so my works don't matter, folks, that's ludicrous. Even the scripture says that faith without works is what? It's dead. How can you not have works if you have faith? I don't understand where people would even begin to think that. That your works don't account for anything? Are you kidding me? That'd be like one of my children who's I gave life to. I fed them, got to a certain age. Let's say they're 15, 16 years old. And all they want to do is sit in their room all day and play computer games. Okay? Well, what are you going to do with what I gave you? Well, I'm just going to sit in here. That way I don't sin. I'm going to sit in here and play computer games all day. But you haven't put any of the things I taught you to work. You're not making this a better world. You're not doing anything to make your own way in life. Well, that's okay, Dad. I'm covered. I pled the blood. I'm just going to sit in my bedroom and play computer games, okay? That's what you're saying to the Father, in effect, when you say, once saved, always saved, the blood covers me, my works don't matter. You're basically telling the Father the same thing. I'm good to go. Don't worry about it. The world's going to hell, but I've got a ticket for the rapture train. I've got the red T-shirt. The blood's all over me. I'm good to go. I'm good to go. I'm just going to stay in my living room and let the world go to hell. I'm going to let them continue to murder babies. They're not fetuses, people. Stop calling them that. They're babies. It's not a mask you're wearing. It's a muzzle. It's a muzzle of servitude. It's a muzzle of compliance. It's a muzzle of slavery. So, stop calling it a mask. It's not a mask. And it's not hiding anything. It's not hiding who you are. You're a slave. You've decided to worship the beast, which means that you fear them. You fear them so much you'll put on a mask, even though it's hurting your health, because you want to get along. You want the toys. You want the goodies. And the Antichrist says that's how you'll humiliate yourself, to show me you're worthy of my little trinkets. Coming into my post office, coming into my grocery store, coming into my car dealership, coming into my government building, coming into the police station. These are all part of Babylon, and you can't come in unless you show obedience to me. That's what wearing that muzzle is all about. You know that, right? So, Angel says that the future kingdom work is determined by things done in this world, reward from Christ. Okay, well, to me, in effect, it said the same thing, but the meaning, underlying meaning is there. Works, works, works. This whole notion that you're just good to go and your works don't matter is modern-day churchianity, and it's a lie. Okay, I do want to remind everybody, since we are in these times, that Tony sent out that thing put out by Polly. It was basically saying that this lady is very high in the state police, wherever she's at. He's a good friend of hers. And she told him privately that he should get ready. And he said, get ready for what? She said, because the, quote, lower classes are going to leave the cities and the urban areas, and they are going to flood into the suburbs, and the targets will be the people in the affluential areas, nice homes that might have food or whatever stockpiled, and particularly they'll want to come after white people, no doubt about it. But she said, and they're going to come to rape, pillage, steal, loot, burn, just like they showed in their little dust-ups that they've had so far. They think they're going to come into the suburbs and do it. And again, I'm not saying what you're going to do, but if I get a notion that they're going to come into my area and do that to any of my neighbors, I've got a 12-gauge shotgun and a 45 pistol that says that they're not going to get very far. Or they'll have to walk over my dead body to get to my neighbors. That's okay. Well, I got to go sometime, and I'd rather go with my pistol and shotgun in my hand trying to stop these assholes than to face the father as a coward. I mentally prepare myself for this every single day, because until you're tested, you really don't know, folks. If you're not a combat veteran and you have not been under live fire with an angry mob that actually wants to try to kill you, if you're not a combat veteran, you really don't know. You really don't know. If you know personally somebody who's been in actual combat, you better go have a conversation with them. And I would do it soon. And ask them what it was like, and what would they recommend you do to mentally prepare you? You see, you can have all the military hardware. You could have a flak vest, a military helmet. You could have body armor. You could have all this other stuff on you. You could have 10,000 rounds of ammunition, 10 of the best military-grade weapons, but if you don't have the right stuff, and if you don't have the right mental makeup, it's useless. Fighting a mob or a criminal to the death, it's not what TV shows, it's not what the movies show. I've gotten that from every person that's actually been either a police officer in the line of duty or a veteran in combat. They'll tell you it's nothing like the movies. Nothing. It's the same thing as, have you ever gone through a hurricane? If you haven't, you have no idea what it's like. Okay? I'm just telling you, folks. Now is the time that you better put your big boy and big girl pants on and lace up those boots and start thinking about what you're going to do if any of these rumors come true. I'm not going to go the way of my Russian cousins into that long night. I've made my mind up about that a long time ago. If I'm given the chance, okay? There's always a time that they might catch you out on the road alone or sneak up on you and they've got 50 of them and you're all by yourself. Yeah, that could always happen. There's nothing you can do about that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about willful cowardice. You have the opportunity, but you choose not to do anything. That's what I'm talking about. Our people need to rise up as an army right now. Because you got to remember, all of the evils going on in this world right now are because we have not been doing our job. We just haven't. And this poor world is in a world of hurt because of our acquiescence to these creatures around us. So identify the creature and be willing to fight the creature. That's our purpose in this world. And we can make it a better world. And there is a rise in consciousness. It's not over, folks. It's far from over. And I'm going to trust in what the scriptures tell me, because it's not just the scripture, it's the Holy Spirit. We are going to see the wicked destroyed. At some point in all this, they will be destroyed. There will be a new heaven and a new earth. My plan is to be here to see it come in. That's my plan. I didn't say that I'll make it, but that is my plan. I live every day preparing for the fight. I live every day as if I'm going to be here for the next 200 years. And I know some people laugh, well, Dan, that's impossible. Really? I don't know about you. I got ancestors that the book says lived for centuries. I happen to know that if we had all the technology that's out there to help us with our health issues, we could live for centuries. Healthy lives. Vital lives. We weren't meant to die at such young ages with these terrible diseases. That's all man-made. I'm here to tell you, it's all man-made. If you get rid of the adversary that walks amongst us, and the fact that he's learned how to make money on our misery, once those creatures are gone, like Obadiah says is going to happen, when the sons of Yah are manifested and we set them on fire, not necessarily literally, but figuratively, it means to destroy their power, destroy them possibly, but they need to go. They need to leave this realm. Because they can't stop what they're doing. They're psychopaths. You cannot change a psychopath. You can't. You can't. No drugs, no surgeries, no treatments, no procedures can bring a psychopath to heal. You can't do it. The scripture says you can't do it. Common sense should tell you you can't do it. So at some point, these people have to be rounded up and eliminated. And I believe that's going to happen. Because if we don't, the world will never survive. Okay? It just won't. So I don't look for Republicans or Democrats to do a damn thing for us. I really don't. What I'm looking for is Father to pour out his spirit on all flesh, as Ezekiel told us is going to happen. Because when he pours his spirit on us and awakens the man within us, the Adamic man, who loves his kinfolk and who loves our Creator and who loves justice and truth and honesty, when he awakens that spirit, we do become a mighty army. And we will learn to work together. Because right now, we got all of our guys are too busy trying to be the chief, and we don't have enough Indians. We got our guys gossiping about one another. We got our guys sticking great big knives in each other's backs. Can't win a war that way, folks. Okay? I like that quote by Alexander the Great, where he said, "I fear not an army of lions that are commanded by a sheep, but I do fear an army of sheep commanded by a lion." Folks, Alexander the Great said a lot of wisdom in that one quote. It fits in with Scripture. It fits in with the kingdom to come. It fits in with the duties of our Messiah. He is a monarch. He is a leader. He is a king. He's a lion. It also fits in with our concept of warfare. How many generals on the battlefield? One. How many commanders on a battleship? One. How many leaders led the Roman legions to their many victories? One. Now, he can delegate authority on the battlefield to subordinates, but the decisions were made by one. commander. Why? Because he's the best? Not necessarily. Simply because of logistics. Simply because of rational thinking. You have to have a leader who has presence of mind enough to know the direction that the body is going to go into, that the body of these men are going to accomplish. He has to have that vision. He has to be consumed with that vision so that the men below him trust in his judgment. Do you see how it works? And the enemy's got us believing that, oh no, we need these parliaments and we need congresses made up of multitudes of rulers. We've read the verse out of the Old Testament that says, in a multitude of rulers, my people suffer. That's not scriptural. When Moses led them out of Egypt, he was in charge, wasn't he? Yeah, sure was. When Joshua led, he was in charge. When Gideon led, he was in charge. Abraham led, he was in charge. You got to have somebody with the vision in charge. And then everybody agrees to do what the leader says. That's what we're missing. We keep looking for the same failed system to provide answers and to fix our problems when they are the ones that created the problems. They are the ones who have exacerbated the problems by allowing them to fester year after year after year. All of these problems are easily fixable, folks. You just have them figured out. You keep following the same insane tactic year after year, thinking it's going to give you a different result. And why? Because we lack faith. It's as simple as that. We lack faith. We lack faith in the biblical prescription of how to do things. We lack faith in our leadership of our people, not the leadership that the media is giving you and these Jews that parade out in front of you as if they know what they're talking about, like Fauci. He's a complete criminal. Okay? So are all the rest of them. They're all antichrist. So sooner or later, we have to come to that conclusion. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and be quiet now. If anybody has anything they want to call in and share or have a question, comment, whatever, now's time to do it. If not, then I'll wrap things up here in a few minutes. Let me see if there was any other news items. I think that was pretty much it. Again, as we're coming up to the 4th of July, be very careful, folks, where you go. Be aware of your surroundings. As military guys have told me, and so have law enforcement people, when you're in a situation, and the whole country's in this situation right now, thanks to what these antichrists have done, ladies, especially you ladies who don't have a man with you at all times, as you're supposed to, you need to be aware of your surroundings when you go out. Be careful of anybody that's acting suspiciously or too close to your cars. Be careful. Never put yourself in a position where you can't escape, whether it's in a store or out in a parking lot or whatever. Make sure you have an escape route that's clear and that you can get to. These are just common sense things. If you're trained in the use of a firearm, you should have that with you as a great equalizer. But again, if you've been trained properly, if you haven't, then get the training. That weapon is actually dangerous if you have not had the training, okay? You're actually a danger to yourself, your loved ones, and you're not going to do a damn bit of good with it if you have not been trained in it, okay? And the men, you men especially, take precautions in your households as we go into the next week. Make sure the same thing. check your surroundings, know who the good guys in your neighborhood are, who are the ones that are armed to the best of your ability that could help defend the neighborhood. These are just some common sense things, whether anything happens or not. But I would suggest that all of us men be on heightened alert for a while, because I'm hearing from way too many people that between now and the 8th could be a very, it could be, depending on what area of the country you are, it could be dangerous. I guess that's the word I'm trying to think. Henry up here, he says he's locked and loaded. All right, very good. Locked and loaded just means you have your weapon loaded and locked into position to fire. The old saying, keep your powder dry, comes from the American Revolution when we use musket rifles, black powder rifles. If you didn't keep your powder dry, if it got moist, it would not fire. So keeping your powder dry means keep your weapon at the ready. Make sure it's functional, make sure it's clean, make sure it has the correct ammunition, stuff like that. So keep your powder dry is just a colloquialism for that preparation for our men, particularly our men. Ladies, again, hopefully everybody here has known that you should have had firearms training by now. And also other weapons, by the way. I have a lot of different weapons, because I used to go to Renaissance fairs, and plus I'm just a history buff, and I've always been fascinated by the weapons that the Israelites used, and when our men were crusaders and knights in the Middle Ages. So I'm a fan of lots of different weapons. Devastating weapons. Okay, what do we got here? A loud alarm. Oh, Angel found that online she found a loud alarm that costs less than $10. And it's made for older people and like the ladies. If you're home alone, you were to get injured or fall down, or if you had a burglar or somebody breaking in and you weren't in a position, you can use this alarm, and it sends out, I forget how many decibels, but it's extremely loud. I've heard them before. In fact, I have one of those flashlights that has one. I'm going to tell you, that little thing puts out a lot of sound. So more than likely you would scare away anybody trying to do a bad thing, because it is so loud. There's no way somebody passing by wouldn't hear it. So again, she found it for less than $10. So folks, everybody can afford that, all right? Hell, a pack of cigarettes, some cigarettes, cost almost that much. So the main thing is there's things we can do, all right? And Henry says a battle axe. Actually, Henry, yes, I do have a battle axe. I do have a battle axe. I got a mace. I got a sword. Several swords. Spears. Daggers. Combat knives. Any kind of weapon you can think of. And there's a few that I don't tell anybody about. So, again, we have to, at this point in time, think like warriors, because we're in a war. The enemy has made it very clear that you and I, as white people, and especially white people who love our Father, believers, and patriots, we are the target. They've made that crystal clear. These are anti-white, anti-Christ forces at work in our nation. They are the enemies of all mankind, because once they subdue us, they will go after all the other races. So once again, Adam is in the position of being protector of the earth, which is exactly what we were put here to do. That's our job, guys. That's what we were put here for. That's the prime objective of the white man, to protect the garden, to tend, keep the garden, the earth, safe. and the inhabitants thereof, not just our own race, but the other races. The whole world is in travail. That means all the other races as well. I don't follow the same logic that some white people do, that the white people are the only ones meant to survive. That's not what the book says. The book says that we enter by the 12 gates into the city, the New Jerusalem. Yes, because that is our place that we will operate out of as his children. That doesn't mean the rest of the people aren't there. It says that we go out amongst the people to teach and to be his ambassadors. Well, if there's no other races, then who are we going to teach? It'd be just like the world was before the Jews turned it upside down, just like it was there for the good folks in South Africa. Before the Jews came into town and stirred up everything with the likes of that criminal Mandela, life was actually quite good for everybody. Life is always good for our people and the people that are around us when we're left alone. When we're left alone. It's the Antichrist that stir up and muck up the works. A lot of times we get blamed for what they do, but I'm telling you, even Christ said, all the innocent blood was at their feet. Isn't that what it says in the book? All of the righteous blood shed upon the earth could be laid at their feet. Doesn't say our feet. It says their feet. Because they do what? The works of their Father. So guys, think about that. Let's dwell upon that. Let's meditate and pray upon the fact that our people need to wake up to our great mission on this earth. We are here to protect the earth. We are the only ones qualified in his eyes to lead in this war against these antichrists. We're the only ones. Because you guys and myself, we know who's who in this zoo. And as Sun Tzu says in The Art of War, the only way to guarantee success, you must know yourself and your enemy. And the only way to know who you are and your mission upon this earth and who our great enemy is, our great adversary, is to know the book and the Elohim God of that book. If you don't have that, you don't know yourself and you don't know the enemy. And for our poor brethren that are sucked into the lies of Judeo-Christianity, they don't know who they are. And therefore, they don't know who their enemy is either. They will not succeed. They will perish. They will perish. It's sad, but they will. All right, I don't see anybody calling in. So we're going to go ahead and wrap it up because I know everybody's got things to do. I'm tired tonight for some reason. It's very tiring, all this stuff we're going through. It's hotter than hell down here in Florida right now, too. We're coming into the hot season, and I got more roof work to do. If it doesn't rain tomorrow, I'll be back up on the roof. But so we'll go short today. Hopefully, again, all of you will meditate on this and pray on it. Pray the Psalm 91 again, the warrior psalm. That psalm is extremely important. Some of you I know have told me you've memorized it. I have way too many versions that I like to read of it. It makes it difficult to memorize any one of them. But I keep it by my bed and read it often. But I know what it says. We are his people. We are under his wings, and that's where we trust. That's our rock and our refuge. It's the only one we have, folks. Stay strong with the Father. Stay strong with each other. Reach out and network with your brothers and sisters in any way that you can, and arm yourself spiritually and physically and mentally to be a warrior in these times. All right? Dear Heavenly Father Yahweh, we give you the praise, glory, and the honor. We thank you for this opportunity to share with our brothers and sisters. We thank you for the technology that we use to do this. And all things, Father, can be used for good or evil. We're using this technology to reach out and touch folks with your truths, your Holy Spirit. And when it falls upon the right people who resonate with them, they know we're telling the truth. They know that we have good hearts and we're trying to rectify this world. And those that don't get it, they weren't meant to hear it. As you said, there are those here who are condemned already. And there are many. It's by their choice, though. It's not that we want it for anybody. They've chosen it. So may they go away. I pray that they be gotten rid of as quickly as possible, so that this world can breathe fresh air again, that the waters can be cleaned up, the wildlife and the forests can be returned, and mankind can live in peace amongst each other again. A new heaven and a new earth, as you promised, under your direction and your law. And each of us, as your sons and daughters, may we become new creatures in you, Father. And when we plead the blood and ask for you to come into our lives and be our King and our Savior, when we ask you to take over the direction of our life by your Holy Spirit, and that we take the time to communicate with you. You're the greatest advocate that we have. You're the greatest friend that we have. You're the healer. You're our Savior. You're our King, our Judge, our Lawgiver. And that's all we have, but it's everything. Be with all those listening tonight and all that will listen later. Bless them with your Holy Spirit. Father, touch them and anoint them, especially the men, the warriors out there. Give them strength of heart, strength of character. Give them good discernment. And when our day of testing comes, Father, give us courage that no matter what comes at us, that we will face it like men and not cowards, that we will stand up to be counted in the day of our testing. Walk with us, guide us, forgive us our sins, be with us always, and protect us from our enemies. We ask this in the name of our King of Kings, Yahweh El Shaddai. Hallelujah.